Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Bob Chapman's going to be with us for the rest of the hour with the InternationalForecaster.com. Links up on Infowars.com. We're going to open the phones up. Bob is a former military counterintelligence, then the biggest newsletter, financial newsletter out there. Still has one of the biggest today. He's worked in all different levels of stock brokerage and gold brokerage, and it just goes on and on. Many of you know who he is. He's going to be with us to talk about the cable cutting. Now it's up to six cables, they're saying. It was one, two, three, four, five. Now they're saying six. I've confirmed that report. Does that mean they're going into Iran? That is certainly not by accident. What's happening in the markets, the stock market dropping massively yesterday, gyrating wildly today. I promise we're going to get to Harold, Jason, Frank, Todd, many others that are holding early in this hour. Well, we can talk about the election, Ron Paul, anything you wish, because Bob is well-versed on all of it. So stay with us. Bob Chapman, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure, Alex.
Give us the long and skinny of what we saw in the market yesterday and what's happening with gold right now.
Well, I think it's the realization in the market that we are really in a recession. Sometimes you have to take a nail and a hammer and bang it into the side of economists and analysts' heads because they don't want to know about it. All of these people should have seen this coming six months to a year ago at least. And so it's here. And the realization popped into their head when they saw the non-manufacturing numbers, and they just bailed out. And a lot of them had short-term profits, so they were happy to take those. And I think we'll see a filling of the gap here on the Dow back to 11,600, 11,800. And if it holds, fine. If it doesn't, it'll go lower. We won't know until we get there. I think that there's going to be a lot of bad let me put it this way, a lot of disappointment in earnings growth, which I think won't be there during the first and second quarters at least. And I think that this non-growth is going to prey upon the market, and how much it will take the market down further remains to be seen. Because we get to also consider the Fed is definitely considering another half point cut in the Fed funds rate, either on the 17th of March or before that. And also, the Fed is pouring money, somewhere in the vicinity of $100 billion a month into the economy via the banking system. And so, a lot of that money can be used in the market. And of course, too, as interest rates come down, it's cheaper to go on margin as well, as long as they reflect it there, which they usually do. As far as gold's concerned, the lower interest rates go, the higher gold's going to go. They can't hold it back. Gold's up some $14 to $15 today. It was higher earlier, offsetting most of the loss that occurred yesterday. The fundamentals are very, very strong for gold. There's more being consumed than being produced. The fall-off in jewelry consumption in the last 6 months of last year has been more than far offset by investment demand. So it's a very good picture for gold and silver.
Well, it certainly is a good picture for it. I heard you on another radio show with Robbie Noel yesterday as I was driving around listening to 96.3 here in Austin, and you were talking about, hey, this is something you stay in. It's only going to go up in the medium and long term, and if you do anything, you go sideways into different investments in gold. Elaborate on that.
Well, you broke up a little bit there. Could you repeat that, Alex?
Certainly, Bob. Stay there. When we come back, I'll rephrase or put the question back out to you. I said that I heard you on another talk show yesterday, and you were saying that gold is something you stay in the medium and long term, that it's only going to go up from every indicator we have, and that you don't get out of anything that's gold. You only go sideways, and I want you to explain what that means and where you think gold is going to bottom out at, how high it will go.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Bob Chapman, I want to do this, because I really respect your analysis, and I've seen the predictions you've made have just come true over and over again from an industry analyst, forecaster perspective. But you're saying basically the same thing that that an economist who deals with planning, not forecasting, top 10 economists living, and that, of course, is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics. You're saying the same thing Joseph Stiglitz is saying. He said here last year, last January, that if the globalists continued their policies, we would have a world financial collapse and that they would consolidate things by design. Walk through where you think gold's going, where you think other commodities are going, and why gold is one of the best performing commodities. And then walk through the basics of the global financial system, who's ruling it, how they're engineering this consolidation. You know, from what I've seen, they just want to have it be a smooth downward spiral instead of a plunge. The earnings coming out the next month, 6 months, a year from now, they're projected to only get worse for the next 2 years, according to the info I have. So just walk us through gold, then walk us through the medium and long-term view, and when you think the bottom of this is going to be, and how deep you'll think it'll get, and when you think we can come out of it, according to what the globalist plan is, versus what you would do if you were running things.
That's a tall bit of talking.
That's a tall
order.
But
anyway, here we go. To answer your earlier question, we're in the greatest bull market of all time. The bull market in gold and silver, which is caused by fundamentals, and it's caused by inflation at this stage and carrying on in that stage. You go long and you stay long. We're talking about 7 years ago, buying MS-64s, St. Gaudens at $350-$400. They're now $1,200 or $1,300. We're talking about Agnico Eagle at $4 and they're selling for $62. These are the kind of things you want to pursue. And if you're going to make changes and you're still in the bull market and you decide something that you own is not going to or hasn't performed the way you'd like, you go sideways into another coin or another gold and silver stock. Now, where is it going? Based on inflation, this is official. To make up the inflation for the last 27 years, which has not been reflected in gold, we need gold at $2,268 an ounce. Now, real inflation, because they've Mickey Mouse the figure since 1982, real inflation is well over $3,000 an ounce. Now, I don't know the exact figure, and I don't think anybody else does, because the figures have been so jumbled, and I haven't done the research, but I know it's over $3,000. So that's what you can point towards. So if gold's around $900, you're looking at gold going up a couple of times, and you're looking at a lot of profit, particularly if you're in shares or in numismatics. Now, where is the economy going? You mentioned earnings. You had seen earnings that out for the next couple of years weren't going to be very good. I agree. A year ago in November, we projected for this past year growth in earnings of 4-6%. The experts said 13.5%. We don't have the figures yet. I think they'll come in around 4-4.5%. That's on the low side of my estimate. They're a little bit less prosperous than they could have been. What am I projecting for this year? Zero growth in earnings. Probably a drop. I don't know how much yet. It's very, very hard to figure. Because
Now let me just throw this in. Don't we need massive growth to get us out of the recession and to try to stave off the inflation? Instead, we're going to get the opposite, stagflation.
Well, stagflation is already with us. And I don't see any way that we can get out of what we're in. You got to go back to classical economics. The system has got to be purged, and the Fed doesn't want to do it because the Fed and the U.S. Treasury and Wall Street do not want you to know what they've been doing. People are going to be furious when they find out that the markets have been manipulated for a long time. That's not the function of government.
And they've been manipulated by the very financial interests that control our government. But continue with your forecast. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just thought that was important.
Well, that's okay. And so, yes, for the next couple of years, we're going to be under pressure, in duress. You're going to see by March the 17th probably another half-point cut in the interest rates, taking them down to 2.5% in the Fed funds rate. And probably by June you might see 2% for that matter. They're doing the only thing they know how to do, lowering rates and continuing to increase money and credit. The increase in money and credit right now, the old M3 that they won't publish anymore because they don't want you to know what they're doing, is running somewhere between 15.5% and 16.25%. So we'll say 15.75% right now. That's subjective analysis on my part. And unfortunately, there's only two or three others who give these projections, which I think is disgusting. Anyway, we're going to see lower interest rates. Lower interest rates mean, excuse me, they mean higher gold and silver prices. And so you get the downside from supposedly the good effects of lower rates. On the upside, you get the flip side, and that is gold and silver running higher. They're not going to solve this problem by throwing money at it. They have before. It isn't going to work this time. And look at the housing market. Lenders are pulling in their horns. They're dropping the issuance of adjustable rate mortgages in many cases. Over the last year and 2 months, we have 226 of the mortgage companies that have collapsed, gone bankrupt, have been absorbed, and only about six of them were absorbed. You have the lenders now going back to the old way of buying houses, demanding 20% down and a good credit record. Well, I think the only thing that can happen that can even bring people into the realm of being able to buy a home is a drop in the value of the home. So we'll take California. $600,000 average home goes down 40%. You've got a $360,000 home. The down payment at $600,000 was $120,000. It's $72,000 at $360,000. Now, somebody's going to tell me, with no savings out there, where these people are going to get the money to make the down payment. The obvious answer is they're not. That means more stagnation in houses, housing, and it's not going to get better. Plus, we get the loans that the adjustable rate mortgages, which are subprime and ALTA, they got another year and a half to go in foreclosures, and then we got the pick and pay option loans that are coming in about a year and a half or two. You're looking at at least 5 years of stagnation, and maybe as many as 10 in housing. And it makes up about 23% of the economy.
Bob, I go back to 3 years ago, Daniel Esselin and Jim Tucker, even before the Bilderberg meeting I went to in Canada, they started saying in 2005 that the word from their sources inside Bilderberg, and these guys have always been accurate, they're for real. I mean, they talk about the Berlin Wall coming down a year before it did and said it would be staged. They said, we're not attacking Iraq in 2002 in March like the media was saying they would. It'll be 03 in March. I mean, the Bilderberg really is calling the shots and steering a lot of the big events. And these guys have sources in intelligence, but also they go to the hotel after, you know, in the week after and, you know, kind of interrogate and, you know, whatever, the people that work there and find out a lot of data. They have people beforehand. They go into the hotel. They get them to steal stuff out of the trash cans and the rest of it. They tell them, hey, I know you're not going to want to do this now because you've been threatened with being fired, but when you hear how evil they are and how bad they treat you, you can't look them in the eyes, then you'll want to help. And then they hear them talking about getting rid of sovereignty, enslavement, and then everybody wants to help them inside. And I remember 3 years ago, and we wrote articles about it, the word was the central banks wanted to pop the real estate market by design to then start the unraveling so they could consolidate. But then the central banks also keep dumping liquidity, acting like they're trying to shore it up. The word I get, and the Financial Times of London has said this, is they want a slow, gradual slide where they can consolidate. I know there's different factions, but what do you take from what I just said there? Because it can look confusing. Do they want it to implode, or do they not want it to implode?
They passed the point of no return in 2002. They wanted it to implode. They thought everything was going to go just fine in Iraq and Afghanistan. They blew up on them. I refer back now 2 years ago to what Brzezinski said. They've set world government back 30 years. Ziggy, they set it back 50 to 100 years. They got all kinds of problems over there. And you mentioned earlier in the program about the cutting of the internet communications. That's just a part of it. It's obvious who did it. It's the United States government and Israel. And it was a stupid thing to do because all they're doing is making people in the Middle East even more mad at them and even more prone to sell oil in other currencies rather than dollars, which puts the pressure on the dollar. And in time, that pressure would cause it to not be the world's reserve currency. They have a way of getting back. Of course, what the U.S. government would then do is they would, and they have spies all over the Middle East, they would then try to overthrow all those governments. Now, you might think that they can't do it. Believe me, they can. And so this is where this thing is spiraling. And they're doing all the wrong things. But coming back to the economic aspects of it, these sorts of things in the Middle East are a cover. If people are looking at cables being cut and people being blown up in Gaza and all of those other things, they're not going to watch the economy as much.
Well, we know they want to start a war as a cover for what they're doing in the economy. I want to get your analysis on that as well with our guest, Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Bob Chapman is our guest, the InternationalForecaster.com. Bob, continuing. I want to go back because I have my views and I interviewed a lot of the military experts and track what's happened in Iraq. They meant to destabilize it. They meant to break it in three parts. Sow sectarian violence, but it went even worse than they thought. They lost the info war, the propaganda war. The people found out the truth about torture, the lies about WMDs. Their allies pulled out. But I mean, why are you saying that world government has been thrown back, decades and decades?
Well, because this plan that they had a geopolitical plan, which of course included the theft of oil, for lack of a better term, and the outflanking of China and Russia in that part of the world was very important. And as you said, the balkanization of Iraq was important to them as well, and all of this has really never come off. And then on top of it, John McCain is talking about being there for 100 years. But getting back to the original question is the point of no return was in 2002 economically. And so their program went forward, and then they decided, gee, we can't have this happening because the rest of the program isn't working for us, and so we got to try to stop it. And they were unsuccessful in stopping it. And actually, one person pulled the trigger on it, and I think when history goes back and looks, they'll see that it was her. And that's Meredith Whitney, who is the analyst for Oppenheimer in New York, who said, there's some serious problems with Citigroup and other banks. She's a bank analyst. And that's what got the ball rolling. And that's what they never expected, that somebody was going to blow the whistle on them as to what they were doing.
Now, Bob, they're
and
not
so
going
that's
to
get... why the market came tumbling down.
Now, they're not going to give up, though. So,
no.
And you worked in military counterintelligence before you got into the financial realm. I mean, what do you see them doing? Or what are possible plan Bs, Cs, Ds, EFGs, down to Zs? What are some of the things you think they're going to try? They're not going to just sit by and let all this happen. I see them trying to start something even bigger, staging a bigger event.
Well, that bigger event is the one they've been trying to get off the ground, which is Iran, and part of the snipping of cables was a goading of Iran into, you know, perhaps doing something that might have been warlike. But Iran hasn't done that, and they're not going to do it. There were a number of reasons that these things were happening in the Middle East, and that was that they had been turned down, the administration, in almost everything that they tried to do in the Middle East recently. And I think that the cutting of the cables was a sign of desperation. But harking back to the economy, what are they doing? They're doing the only thing that they can do. Print money, create credit, use the, in this case, auctions of $30 billion twice a month or $60 billion a month, and whatever the Fed pours into the repo pool. And so what are you looking at, $80 billion a month or something like that that's going to the banks? The paper's getting rolled. It's not going back in. The collateral is still there in the hands of the Fed, half of which is not worth the paper it's written on. And ultimately what's going to happen with what they're doing to try to solve the problem is that they're going to end up monetizing the debt by saying to the banks, well, keep us and pay us back along with interest, and we'll sell the collateral that you gave us to offset the value of the loan that you have to pay.
Yeah, they're going to protect the big institutions, and then they're going to hurt the poor, middle class, people on fixed incomes massively with inflation. So that's it.
That's right, and we are going to play the bill because the Fed created that money out of thin air, and they don't care whether they lose or not. They didn't cost them anything in the first place. And who are the big losers? Just like you just said, it's all going to play out in inflation, and that's why the story for gold and silver is absolutely the most powerful thing seen in economics and finance in a long, long time.
Because for individuals now who move into gold and silver and related assets, they're going to not just be okay, they're going to end up making some of the biggest profits in the shortest amount of time ever. I want to see if that's a correct statement to make, or is it an 80% chance it's going to happen, 90% chance? I mean, I want to get your take on that on the other side with Bob Chapman and other things people can do who don't have a lot of extra income, or people that have different types of assets, what they could do with Bob Chapman. Get a free copy of his newsletter at theinternationalforecaster.com. Really honored to have him. He's got great info.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones. Bob, you're always kind to come on with us, but you don't even really plug your newsletter. It's one of the finest out there, and it is lengthy, two updates a week, sometimes more, and then you have the big hard copy that goes out to folks. How do people, A, get a free copy, and B, how do they sign up and get a yearly membership with The International Forecaster?
Well, you go to the site, which is TheInternationalForecaster.com. That's TheInternationalForecaster.com. Oh, you can call toll-free to 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And we publish on Wednesday and Saturday by email, and we have a hard copy twice a month that goes out. The email copies run around 30 pages each. And we try to cover everything that we think is important and plus make commentary. And we also recommend investments of one kind or another.
Well, I've been reading it for years, and I know so many people in high-level economic jobs, and they really respect your work. And the proof's in the pudding. You've been very good at not making wild predictions, being very conservative, and being accurate. Let's talk about, A, where you see the economy itself in specific terms. When you think, again, it's going to bottom out? How bad? And I know you like to be specific, and you know, you like to be general, but we already have all these states trying to get their investments back that were AAA rated that are junk. And we already have 40-plus percent in the last couple of years compounded with the inflation on people on fixed incomes. I mean, it's just a perfect storm. Every indicator, every angle. I'm seeing restaurants that are empty, and Austin's a boom town, the biggest boom town in the U.S. I'm seeing most of the billboards, government propaganda billboards. Now, they're buying up all the space because they're getting money on the others. I mean, just everything on the ground I'm seeing is it's already bad. How bad is it going to get, and then how good is gold going to get?
Well, first of all, all of this will be accompanied by hyperinflation because it's the only thing they can do trying to save themselves, and it's not going to work. You look at the real estate housing, the CDO problem, which is the collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds which contain mortgages, and you look at the credit crisis, and we're looking at a minimum of 3 years of nastiness in the economy. And that really is a bare bones minimum. I mean, this thing could go out 10 years. And a good guess would be somewhere between 4 and 7 years. It's just not going to, turn around and get better overnight. It's not going to happen.
By the way, hasn't Japan been down for 12?
They started in 1992. They refused to purge their system. They were told not to by the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve. So they didn't, and they've continued to keep interest rates at 0.5% or 1%. They have been in a recession, depression, ever since 1992. Their stock market went from approximately 40,000 on the Nikkei Dow down to around 7,400. Recently it was 18,000. Now it's back down to 13,000 in the space of about less than 2 weeks. And that's a perfect example of the kind of thing that we may have happen to America.
But it's exactly because it's the very same policymakers that are running Japan that are pulling the strings. Why is the establishment going with the lower interest rates? I mean, obviously to try to shore up the stock market, but they know that that's not going to last forever.
Well, I think it's because many banks, investment banks, insurers, are in serious financial trouble. In fact, when you see private investors from foreign sovereign funds come in with $4 billion here and $9 billion there and that sort of thing, these banks and investment banks, they have to be in very, very serious trouble. And that isn't even solving the problem because their losses continue to mount because of the insurers being in a bad spot, as well as the diminution of the assets, the CDO and SIV paper continues to plunge in value.
And now
so the problem isn't going to go anywhere soon.
Exactly, and then the credit card debt's coming in, and the corporate debt's coming in, and it's a cascading. I mean, if you add all this together, it looks like the elite itself may have created a bubble that it wanted to consume everyone else, and it may be consuming them. Is their own system imploding in danger?
Absolutely, and it was all caused by that lady. And people don't realize what a trigger she pulled. And yes, they are trapped, and they are deathly afraid that this whole thing's going to unravel in a terrible way, and then the public's going to find out what they've been doing to the public all these years, and the public is not going to be very happy.
That's the key. That's what Ron Paul has said. It's what everybody's saying. We have to let everybody know who's behind this now so that we're going to make lemonade out of lemons. As things unravel and fall apart, the very same characters that engineered this won't be able to grandstand as saviors and use the crisis to get even more power. We have to educate people about who's behind it now and use this crisis to bring them down. Bob, you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. And we got to teach people, you've got to pay attention. Even if you haven't graduated from high school, you got to know what's going on in the Treasury and the Fed. You can't let these people get away with this stuff. I mean, people go out and they make a lot of money in their lifetime, and then they don't manage their money properly, and they lose it all. Well, it's the same thing here. You go out and you work your heart out, and you save some money and get some assets, and the Fed and the Treasury continue to take it away from you in behalf of Wall Street and the bankers. And it's nothing political because these people control both parties.
And that's what's sad, is that the public knows something's wrong, but they have no idea what it is or just how bad it is. TheInternationalForecaster.com. By the way, we've redesigned Infowars.com. You can post your own articles, your own comments under all the stories. We're going to have a MySpace-type account system. We're going to have your own section on Infowars. Also, a separate message board is going to be going out in the next week. But the next few days, a lot of new things added to Infowars.com. It's already been upgraded to kind of Web 2.5. It's going to kind of a Web 3.0 look in the next few days, thanks to the great work of Kurt Nemo. Just wanted to put that plug out there. I want to bring in somebody you know. Now, you know, there's not many people that can teach Bob Chapman something, but you told me a few weeks ago, we were talking, Bob, that Ted Anderson's the guy that, you know, got you from just, instead of doing TV and putting out newsletters, that first started trying to get you to do a lot of radio interviews going back, I guess, 12, 13, 14 years ago. So I wanted to drag Ted Anderson in here today, and of course he also owns Midas Resources, and he's got numismatic, semi-numismatic coins at basically, you know, right above Melt. Is that a good buy to get numismatic coins near Melt, Bob?
Well, if they're non-graded coins, they are at Melt, and they sell usually for about the same price that a bullion coin would sell for.
And that's what Ted's,
so that's good.
Yeah, that's what Ted's got. And I wanted you to elaborate. Now, again, I've seen this. I remember when gold was, I kept saying 300, and Ted corrected me. He said, no. What was the low? It was 240-something?
I'll pop in here.
252, I think.
Well, I think during the day, Bob, I've seen it hit as low as 248.
Right.
Okay, so 248 is the low. And I started buying at about 320, so I thought I got in good. I guess I didn't. Now it's going between 900 and 940 back and forth. Bob, you're saying, in fact, I asked that question before the break, and I forgot to get back to it. Is it an 80% chance, 90% chance that it's going to continue and go up past 2,000? And is it a 50-50? I mean, I can't see it ever going down now with the inflation only increasing. Where do you think gold's going, and what's the time frame?
Well, I think 3,000 is a conservative estimate. And the chances that it happened are probably at least 80%. You know, in this life, nothing can be 100. I mean, we could have a third world war, and gold might just stay where it's at. I mean, who knows? But the chances of being right and being successful are extraordinary.
Well, it's like the Wall Street Journal's reading what you and Ted and many others are saying. You know, they had that article last week saying the exact number you'd said, what, 2,200 watts, where it's got to go to be 1980 levels?
That's correct, and that's official. And that's, you know, the official figures are nothing but lies.
You know, Bob, one of the things that I was going to add in here, too, I mean, I don't know, the dollar's going to fall, and I just feel that that's 100% chance. You know, as long as we're with this fiat currency we have, since 1971, we broke away from gold. There has never been a time where the dollar has become stronger. The only thing that could turn this thing around is get away from the Federal Reserve System and go back to a gold-backed currency.
Well, there's one other thing. Other currencies could start dropping, and we're starting to see that with inflation. It's not just happening here. And so we could see the dollar not drop against other currencies, but drop in its purchasing power domestically. Correct, Bob?
Correct. And, you know, every time that they lower these interest rates, they make, you know, inflation higher, and that continues to push gold. But the flip side of that is that every time they do that, the dollar goes lower. And if they go down another half a point, you can rest assured that 74 on the USDX, which is the dollar index, which is a weighted index of six currencies, it's going to head down to 65. And, you know, what they gain for Wall Street and banking, they're going to lose in the value of their currency. It's a horrible, horrible position to be in.
Ted?
Yeah, I was just about to say, with the banking situation going on and all the mortgage loans that are being foreclosed on and this type of thing, they're bailing out the economy by lowering interest rates. It gives a little relief to some of those ARM loan holders and that kind of thing. But like Bob says, it's affecting the value of money, the value of the U.S. dollars going through the toilet right now, because there's so much money being injected into the system. This bailout plan by George Bush to put $600 in everyone's hand, I mean, that's just expanding the money supply. They're just taking value from us and giving it back to us. And in the
process, it's a smoke and mirrors. Go ahead.
Anyways, you just wanted to add in there that right now we're in a position where just the whole house of cards is pointed the same direction. The dollar is going to have to go down if they don't want to have a complete collapse because of a depression. I don't see any other alternative. I'm sure Bob will agree on that.
Yeah, Bob, what do you think of the so-called Bush stimulus package? It just looks like a bailout for big banks and then a paltry $600-$700 to each American. What will that do, a few months of slowing the collapse?
Probably 2 months. And, you know, it's a panic reaction. They're trying to do everything they can because they let the system slip away from them economically and financially, and then they get exposed by this lovely lady. I'll call her that. I don't know her. But she did a great piece of work, and in history we'll remember her. And so we have this situation where they shouldn't be doing that because it's not going to work. What will work? I hate to say this, but a CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, that FDR brought into being in 1936, at least they built infrastructure. At least they did something constructive all over the country, roads, bridges, dams. And, yes, that takes a while to get going. That would have been a much better idea. But these people are caught between the rock and the hard place. They don't know what to do. They're running around like they went mad or something. They just can't do anything about their problem.
Instead, it's a heyday for the big multinationals to come in and buy everything up at fire sale prices, and they're gearing up the police state to suppress the population. Ted, you've got a couple different gold coins. Do you still have silver to offer?
Yeah, we have the gold and we have the silver. I mean, I'm still sticking with the British sovereign right now because it is a coin close to melt value. I have those at 246. We also are working with the French franc coin. Both of those, French, Swiss, you know, the Belgium, that particular group of coins, they're currently right now trading at the price of 199. The reason why I like getting involved with this kind of stuff, I'm sorry, 197. The reason why I like using this kind of stuff is because it's so recognizable. I mean, you can trade those in Africa, you can trade them in Europe, you can trade them in the United States. It's a good way to get into the gold. We also have this rolls of silver dollars right now. They're currently at 448 per roll of 20. We did see gold jump down to about, what was it, $889 an ounce, and boom, right back up again to $13.90 up to $901. So, you know, as much as, you know, when these profit-taking or sell-offs occur, that little bit of inventory gets absorbed out of the marketplace.
Bob, do you agree that it's a buying opportunity when gold goes down?
Absolutely. I'm on the year about 20 times a week, and I say it every time that I'm on. Every time you get a slight correction, that's the time, if you were thinking of doing more buying, to do it.
Well, if we look at the graph,
it's a good entry point for new buyers as well.
If we look at the graph, it's always going up. It goes up, and then it goes down a little, but then it always goes up more than it went down. I mean, the month-long, the year-long graph is straight up. Where do you think gold will be standing? You said 80% chance, but where do you think gold will be standing at the end of 2008?
Oh, I think a minimum of 1,600. I think that's a good projection. And that's conservative. I see Goldfields Mineral Services, GFMS, is calling for 1,001 per ounce. And, you know, they're part of the problem. So if they're talking about 1,000, you know it's going to go higher than that. So we're probably looking at 1,600.
And the futures, last time I saw them, are like 950. Folks, you can get into gold at right above $900 an ounce right now by giving Ted Anderson a call. He's also got silver. Do you see silver as moving up in the future, Bob?
Absolutely. I think this rally, once we break over 17, we'll probably take it up into the low 20s. And probably at $1,600, you might see $30 on silver, or $25 to $30. And you know, those are conservative estimates. You know, we get a big fundamental production shortfall to usage, and it keeps on getting worse every year.
Folks, It's the Alex Jones special. Give Ted Anderson's Brokers a call right now if you want to get in on this. I just bought a little bit more gold and silver, you know, a modest amount from Ted last week. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. A lot of people have never bought gold or silver. They can't imagine physically holding it. 1-800-686-2237. Is it a good idea to physically hold it, Bob?
I wouldn't do it any other way.
Folks, you heard it from Bob Chapman.
If you're going to hold gold and silver, go out and buy a safe. Do not put it anyplace else within your house or on your property. And you can go out and buy a gun safe for $1,500, and it's got a combination lock, and you have to be a safe cracker to open it.
Well, I agree with that, Bob. I mean, I've seen so many people get hurt by buying certificates or something that resembles gold and silver. The only way to really get it is to get it physical in your hand.
Here's the number. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Ted Anderson, GCNlive.com. Men, thank you both for coming on today.
Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment with some final top news stories straight ahead. 800-686-2237. Give them a call.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born.
If you missed that number to call and get the gold and silver, great prices, great people, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special. Okay, I want to hit 9/11 widows call for new investigation after revelations of White House commission ties. Revealed British plan to build training camp for Taliban fighters. And DHS official moots and is discussing real ID rules for buying cold medicine. That's right. National feds controlling what you buy and sell. That's how it's going to start. I told you. We'll get to that in one moment here in the final segment. Also, great job of the Willie Nelson story. It's all over papers, all over the country, all over Fox News. Keep ramming the story out. Willie Nelson, 9/11 truther. Good job, listeners. I want to first tell you about eFoods Direct. They're the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. I've gotten storable foods from them three times. It is super high-quality freeze-dried, fits in very small areas with all the uncertainty of the economy, wars, the rest of it. You need to give them a call at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or go to the website, eFoodsDirect.com. Big fat banners on the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Give them a call, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. There's also the great folks at Interfood Botanicals with their healthy cocoa filled with superfoods. They also have the 20 superfood ingredients in their main product. That's the Interfood. Get 10% off at Infowars.com. You go there, link through their banner, and it goes to a subpage. It gives you 10% off. And then if you buy in bulk, an additional 20% on top of that, or give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get a discount. 1-866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or enerfood.com. Again, use the banner on Infowars.com to get the 10% off at enerfood.com, enerfood.com. Okay, final news. I got to hurry. I could have spent 10 hours on this alone, and I will cover this more tomorrow when I'm back live 11 to 2 Central. Don't forget we have restreams starting in about 5 minutes at Infowars.com. If you missed any of the first or second hour, the show continues at the streams at Infowars.com. 911 widows call for new investigation after revelations of White House commission ties. Revelations. This is out of the Raw story. The widows' political activism was largely responsible for the establishment of the commission to investigate the September 11th attacks. Say a new book revealing the backstory of the 9/11 commission proves that their initial concerns about the executive director were correct and demonstrate the need for another investigation. We need to get them on. Look for them on the show. Reveal British plan to build training camp for Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. Well, they built it to begin with the U.S., so why not? They flew 6,000 of them out to safety right after 9/11 and then staged the war against people that weren't Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Special ops would actually catch real Al-Qaeda or Taliban and be ordered to release them. That came out mainstream news. So don't all you good old boys spamming the web about, we're veterans, you're not, the troops love the war, you don't want to fight Al-Qaeda. Your bosses created them and protect them. And a bunch of you are just CENTCOM ops. The government admits they have tens of thousands of soldiers 24 hours a day online attacking the American people in the message boards with their lies, and the word's out on you. DHS official. We told you that they were going to use the national ID card, and I told you, notice states have already passed laws. You get cold medicine or antihistamines, they're going to do it for everything. First beer, then beef, because they're going to regulate what you eat, what you do. They're trying to pass laws, not let fat people eat in restaurants. I'm not kidding. Everybody having, they won't pay those restaurateurs to run that, not let you in to eat. But you're just going to be a fed under command. A senior U.S. Department of Homeland Security official has floated the idea of requiring citizens to produce federally compliant identification that will be swiped into a computer database before purchasing some over-the-counter medicines. If you have a good idea, you make it much harder for the meth labs to function in this country. See, the feds federalizing your purchases, they're going to have a national sales tax with this fake fare tax. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. Tune back in. Yeah.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.